Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Ayin Aleph, beginning of the seventh Perek. We're starting Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas chayovim lezamin. Three people eating together, they have to do a zimun, they have to bench together. Ochal demai, if one ate demai, or fruits that belong to Amoritz, and chachomim were goyzer, that you need to be mafresh, trumos, and maestros from the fruits, but it's only a suffix, it's only a doubt. It's not that we really think there is Trumas Maestas over there. And after Abba, as one sheet in the Gemara, that Roy Amei Haaretz may ask from him, Mos Amei Haaretz do be Mafish Maestas, and it's only a Chashash Be'alma. And therefore, if someone ate Dmai without taking on the Maestas, he still can join the Zimun. Umaisa Rishon Shinitlo Trumasoi. Maisa Rishon, that Truma was taken out, meaning Trumas Maestas. So the way it works is, the Koyen gets a Truma. That's the first portion that needs to be gone, which is 1 out of 50, meaning 2%. Then the Levi comes and he gets 10% of whatever is left. And then the Levi needs to give the Kohen 10% of what he got, 1 out of 10 of what he got. In this case, the Levi came before the Kohen. He took 10% of the entire food, meaning making the Kohen lose a little bit. And then he gave from his, whatever he took, he gave 10% of that to the Kohen. So there's truma missing over here. Still, the Levi does have an ability to come before the Kohen if he came early enough, and therefore, one who ate this food is able to join a zimun. U'maisa sheni ve'hegdesh shenivdu, when you redeem maisa sheni and hegdesh, even though one did not give the chaymish, because a person, when he redeems maisa sheni and hegdesh, he must pay an additional 25%. Here we're talking, he just paid the actual value, and no additional. Says the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph, Vashamash she'ochal kazais, and the waiter who ate a kazais, he joins the zimun. Vakusi, so the kusi is one who we consider him to be Jewish, and even though he doesn't mock but all mitzvahs, he still is able to join the zimun, and that's the Mishnah concludes all in this entire list, mizamni maleim, they can join the zimun. Aval ochal tevel, person ate tevel, meaning that no trumas or maaser are taking out. So the Mefarshim explain, we're not talking about the trumas maaser, the 10% that the Levi has to give, because then that's tevel, that's included in the first case. We talk about he did give his trumas maaser, but he came too late. He came after there was a carry, after he made a pile out of the food, that he needs to take only after the kohen. So you're missing the truma that the kohen deserves, except the truma spice that the lady gives from his portion. U'maisa sheni ve'egdish shaloi nivdu, and maisa sheni ve'egdish that were not redeemed properly. Ve'ashoma she'ocha pochas mekazais, and the waiter who ate less than kazais, he cannot join the zimun. Ve'anochi and a goy, ein mezamnim aleim, that's the entire list of people that cannot join the zimun. Says the Gemara, shloisha she'ocha lukachas chavim lezamen v'chulei. Hocha yitmar ein rishoyim lechalek. In our Mishnah, it says that they have to do a zimun. And there's another Mishnah that says, Ein Rishayim Lechalek, they're not allowed to separate. So the Mefarshim, we bring two explanations. Most of the Mefarshim and the Daf explain that the Shaila is, why do you need two separate Mishnayas? One is extra. Why do you need two? Reb Chaim brings up Shat that the question is, it seems like a contradiction. In our Mishnah, it sounds that the Chayovim Lezamen, they're obligated to do a zimun. Mashwa, they're not allowed to separate at all. But there it says, Ein Rishayim Lechalek, Mashwa, if they're about to bench, they should not separate. But they could separate in the beginning of the meal. So it seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnayos. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Omar, Kan Betchilo, Kan Besoif. So according to the first explanation, we have a chiddush in each one of these Mishnayos. One for the beginning of the meal, and one for the end of the meal. And according to Reb Chaim, it's not a contradiction. Because one is talking about the beginning of the meal, one is talking about the end of the meal, it's talking about two different cases. So explains the Gemara, Ezu betchilo ve'ezu basoif, what's beginning, what's end? Train amoroin. There are two amoroin. Chad omain nosnu das le'echol zeu betchilo. When they decided to eat together, they decided they will be eating as one meal, that's the beginning. That's already obligating them to do a zimun. Ochlu kazais, once they start eating, zeu basoif. So according to the Haredim, this is the extra Mishnah. If I would say only one Mishnah, I would say that once you hit a kazais, you can divide. But the chiddush is that even if they just made up to sit down together, they have to do a zimut together. And according to Reb Chaim, it's two different cases. The first case is when they decide to eat together. They start the meal together, they do a zimut. The other case is if they didn't start together, but eventually they came and ate one kazais together, that's good enough to join together. Continues the Gemara and says, V'chayno amar, the other Amora says, Ochlu kazais zeu b'tchilo. Eating kazais, that's the beginning of the meal. When that find out from the base. Gomra chilosom zeu b'soif. They end it together, that's the end. So according to the Charedim, we talk about what is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the what's considered to be a meal. According to this Amora, eating kazais makes the be in the meal together. Ending the meal together also makes the meal together. But if they just made up to eat together, that does not join them together for a zimun. According to Reb Chaim, these are the two different cases. One case is the eight of kazais together, and the other case is that they finish the meal together. But again, just making up in their mind, kvisudo, that does not join them together. Continues the Gemara and says, Rav Abba b'shem Rav Chuno, Rav Zeir b'shem Abba bar Yirmiyo, shloish achoivo shnayim reshus. Three people have to zimu together. Two people are not obligated to do it, but they have the reshus to do it if they want to do it. According to the Charedim, this is a separate member of the Gemara. It has nothing to do with the previous Gemara. According to Reb Chaim, this is another answer. We had a contradiction. One hand it sounds that they have to do a zimun. On the other hand it sounds that if they're about to bench, they should not separate it. Well, how do you answer the contradiction? The answer is, if you're three, they're obligated to do a zimun, they're not allowed to separate. If they're two, so as long as they finish together, they can join together if they want to. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Zeir Kamei Rav Yosso. Rav Zeir told Rav Yosso this idea that two can do a zimun if they want to. Omer le ani ein li elo mishno shloisha shoch lo kachas chayovim lezamin. I learned only the Mishnah that three are obligated to do a zimun, two do not do a zimun. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon de'ocho kedatun, Rabbanon de'osom kedatun. Meaning Rav Yosso, who is from Eretz Yisrael, he's going like the Shita of Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to bring in a moment. And Rav Zeir that says that they could do a zimun, he holds like the Chachamim and Bavel that they hold that way. Where do we see that? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Oma, Shnaim Shedonu, Dinom Din. Two people could be a Bezdin. Elishunikar Bezdin Chotzuf. They could consider to be a Chotzuf, but it does work. Two can work together. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Melokish, Tarveir and Amri, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Melokish both said, Afilu Shnaim Shedonu, Ein Dinom Din. Even two cannot be a Din. In other words, two cannot do a Din even if they did it. So you see over here the idea, does two have a tziyuf? Do they join together? According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Yasa, they don't join together not for Beis Din and not for Zimun. And according to the Shittas of Bavel, they join together for Beis Din and for the Zimun. Rav Chuna Omar Shloish Shachlu Zebifnei Atzvoi, V'nis'arvu Mizamnim. If you have three people each eating on their own, and then they come and join together as a group, they can do a Zimun. Rav Chizda Omar V'em Shebo Mishosh Chavuras. There's a condition. They have to be already eating each one individually, ate with another Chavur. So they're already obligated to Zimun. So now you could join three people from three different groups to join to a Zimun. But if they start the meal on their own without eating with anybody else, they are not obligated to Zimun afterwards, after the fact. Aldati Rav Zeir V'chavusei V'em Shochlu Shloi Shokachas. Meaning Rav Zeir argued. He said, no, they have to eat together to do a Zimun. They can join together even if they come from three different groups. Says the Gemara, very similar to another machlekes. Rav Yoino al Adod Rav Chuno said the following: He built shloisho izovois zebifnei atzvoi. When is arvu mazebahem? We're talking about doing hazov of mechatos of the poor aduma. So you need to use three ezoivim, a bundle of three ezoivim, these three plants. So if he dipped each one alone, not as a bundle, and then he joined them together, so then it can do azo with the three that were each one standing individually. That's only if they came from a different bundle. They have to be a bundle type ezoiv. But if they're standing alone, then you cannot just take three individual ezoivim and after you dip them, join them together in a bundle. Very similar to what we said by the zimun, they have to come from three different chaburas. Al-Dati Darv Zeiro, concludes the Gemara, the same thing, according to Darv Zeiro, the Chavusei, and his friends, he says, no, it needs to be dipped three together. You can't dip one on its own, even if it comes from a different bundle. So the Gemara compares the Hazor Mechatos to Zimun, and the same way the three people in Zimun have certain conditions, that's all they have the three ezoivs of mechatos. Says the Gemara in Tamar, ein lemeidim ezo mibrocha. Maybe you'll say, how can you learn ezo for Birkas HaMazon? It's two different things. How can you compare two so remote topics? Says the Gemara, v'an chazinon rabbonon kayaminon besuko v'yelfinon mitita niroik. Says we see something similar. When Rabbanan, we're dealing with Sukkah, they learn from Mikvah. Even though they're two separate topics, very remote from each other, they learn one from another. And the Gemara explains what is the case that we learn from Mikvah. Says the Gemara that find based on Dalef, Kai de Tani and Tamon, as we said there. Hirkik is a Sikuch minatfano ishloi shotvachim psulo. If the Schach is far away from the Doifin, from the wall, more than three tvachim, then the Sukkah becomes possible because you have a hole more than three tvachim, and av your three tvachim is poisel in the Sukkah. But if you have less than three tefachim, if you have only 2.5, then the sukkah is okay. Ma'u lishon tachtov, can you sleep under that hole? It's kosher for sukkah. The sukkah is a sukkah kshero. But can you actually use the place that has no schach? Hey, see Rav Yitzchok Bal Yashiv. So Rav Yitzchok Bal Yashiv says, I'll give you an answer based on a mikvah. Haretit haniroi, meaning mud which is liquid, which is poured, mashlim a mikvah. It could fill up a mikvah. So if you have a mikvah, you need to have arboim seil in the mikvah. You have to have 40 seil. If part of it is mud, is teat, that's fine. Ve'ein mabilim bo, but you're not allowed to put anything into the mud itself. You're not allowed to be toivil in the mud. Meaning, even though it can be mashlim the shear of the mikvah, the size of the mikvah, you still can use the actual mud. Avachol mashlim basuko ve'ein yishenim tachtov. Here the same thing. It does fill up the sukkah to make it a sukkah kshero, but you're not allowed to sleep under, you're not allowed to use it as a sukkah, even though he makes a sukkah kosher. So the Gemara shows over here, we're learning sukkah from mikvah, two different topics. So you also can learn ezoy from Birkas HaMazon. With this we end Yerushalmi Brachas, Daf Ayin Aleph.